Hello there, I'm Stephen Tries. I'm joined by David. You can't just put your thumbs up, mate.
Oh, sorry. Keep going at. Yeah, I'm here.
Tom Cooney.
Hello.
And Max Smith.
Hello there.
So we've just recorded our first of their second series of the podcast. How do you think it went?
Brilliant.
Yeah?
I enjoyed myself.
You did well.
What a crack.
If I could go back in time and change a few things, I would.
Yeah.
Yeah, not about the podcast, though. I mean, there's bigger priorities.
No.
Tom, what did you think?
That was all right. We've done Valentine's before, haven't we?
So we've got been there, done that. Yeah. But now it's a year
four on. Podcasts exactly. In, and we're repeating material.
All best do.
Yeah, it was good. I had a good time. The phone-in was interesting,
eventful. Yeah. I was nervous doing that.
I liked the hearing about love. Just actually, love.
Love actually. That blew my mind.
Yeah. Never a thought of it.
No.
Like that.
Yeah, and a rare occurrence. IMAX was a good part of the
show. Stadium. Yeah.
So woke, mate.
Yeah. Segment. That's what
anyway,
it
we're...
Stadium.
If you want to see more of Dave struggling with words...
Tune into Countdown tomorrow. I've got a two. Anyway, let's get into the podcast. Hello and welcome back to the Stephen Tries podcast. Today I'm joined by Thomas Cooney.
Hello.
Good. Max Smith.
Full of energy. Hi, guys.
David Rees.
All right.
And we have our producer Joe, who might not be in shot, but he's here. All right. It's a new studio, a new guest, Dave.
Yep.
And. A producer. It's not just me pressing buttons and
I'm excited because I'm not as sweaty as I was in the other room.
No, is that because you've lost weight or a different room?
No, it could be all of those things. Combined.
It was a hot box, really, wasn't it?
It was.
No one knows what we went through.
No,
we struggled.
Yeah. I tell you what, each week we went back there was more advertising for their own studio, wasn't there?
They knew what they were onto.
Yeah. A gold mine.
The thing that annoys me is, you got soldiers out there getting a hero's wage. We got peanuts, and we were probably doing worse things than they were.
Right.
We were sweating away. I had to deal with you guys.
Max.
Max,
this is the Valentine's special. You're banging on about your sweat. And not in a cool way.
It's very, producers fiddling with some knobs.
Oh, yes.
Very, very sexy.
It's usually the other way around if you want to get a job, am I right?
Oh,
that's enough about Schofield, come on. Anyway, so coming up on today's show, we have Valentine's Day history, which is just, I was chatting about our history of Valentine's Day. Max is probably just going to take over that segment.
Yeah.
We've got Tom Looney, which is Tom's wacky take on Valentine's. Yeah. We've got...
This is where you let your hair down. You just get a bit crazy.
we've got love stories. We've got Stephen Lies, which is a new segment, Dave.
Right.
Probably should have told you about that before we started, sorry.
Right, okay.
It's basically like, would I lie to you?
Oh, right. Sick.
We'll each have a story about the theme of Valentine's Day, and one of us will be telling the truth.
Just not similar enough so that we can get sued.
Yeah. Then we've got IMAX.
Hello.
That's enough clapping. Of course, Max will be reviewing a popular romantic film. Ooh. Then we've got The Bone-In, which Joe has named.
Are we doing it all together, yeah?
Well, The Phone-In.
Oh, I thought you said The Bone-In.
We did, but that's a play on words, Max.
Oh, so that's not like a Valentine's Day orgy that we do.
You say that as if
that
it's happened before.
That I specifically asked for.
As a rampant virgin, you should know. That's never happened.
It's time to change, Mama.
The dry streak will be continuing beyond this show.
And then after IMAX, what's the other segment you do, Max?
Put it to the Max,
yeah. Which is sort of like the phone-in. We're just solving love problems today.
Real problems, though, this time. Not ones that I've made up.
What?
What?
I thought
we addressed that in one of
the podcast here. What?
I don't remember the podcast lore.
I thought the wizard's curtain slipped at one point.
Oh, it was never up. Now, on
like
to...
the wizard's sleeve.
Yeah.
It's sexy, that.
Max, we've got a producer, haven't we? We're in a proper studio and you're making crass jokes like that. Pathetic.
I'm not going to change who I am.
Probably should.
Good man, Max.
David Rees.
Yup. Thank you.
If you don't know him by now, Well, fair enough. He is. I'll let you speak for yourself. I'm a bit like Graham Norton.
Yourself
that way.
Into a corner. There.
Dave, tell us about what you are and what you believe in.
I'm Dave. Believe in equal rights.
That's nice.
No, you don't.
That's a belief, isn't it?
Across the board.
Yeah. No, I'm a nice person.
He is. Yeah.
I'm a nice person.
You are a third year at Salford
third
University.
Third year at Salford. Yeah. Now. Doing what the course you've done.
Yeah, comedy, writing and performance.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
Very good. Very good. Very easy, to be honest.
Oh, hello.
God, I'm not doing well, but...
It's not a challenge. Easy
than that.
When you say equal rights across the board, do you think a mass murderer should be allowed to vote?
Well... Depends who he's killing, really.
Depends who he's killing.
Max, that again, right.
Max, can I bring you back to the topic of today's show, Valentine's? Yeah, not the Valentine's Day Massacre, which you've given us some work in. So, Dave, you've been in a few of our sketches,
been
in a few videos. You're very likeable.
Thank you.
You're a wacky Cockney to me, which is something I don't get to see very often.
Thank you. I'm from Kent originally.
If you're anyone like me who doesn't know where that
Kent
is, where is it?
To be fair, no one actually does know. Right next to Wessex. Everyone
you
knows
bloody Kent.
Essex and London, and that's it. So when people say you're a Cockney, I was like,
why not?
Why not? I might as well.
You've got the voice for it.
Exactly. Yeah. So
and
I
the mannerisms.
Well
and the
thank you.
Valentine's Day.
Beautiful.
Dave, are you in a relationship?
I am, yep.
With a
female.
Yeah.
Female, yep.
How long have you been together?
She's going to kill me. 4 years?
4 years?
4 years. Wow. Yeah, I believe so. Four or three. Thank you.
I think it's four based on what you've said.
Exactly.
Is she a university student?
No, she's not. She's a manager of Tesco.
Oh,
Tesco. Sainsbury's. Sainsbury's. Manager of Sainsbury's.
Wow.
I like Sainsbury's.
No, so do I.
I prefer Sainsbury's to Tesco.
Same.
Did you meet her there?
Oh, no. We went to the same sixth form as each other.
Okay.
So we both done drama.
So she's now a manager of Sainsbury's.
She's doing well for herself, and I am not.
Yeah. You are, Dave. You'll get there.
I'm doing
certainly.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
You're a lot further than I was at your age.
Oh, cheers.
You've got a girlfriend for one. Yeah. What were you going to say that? Yeah, I love
you. But I'm actually meeting her.
You've never met her before?
No.
It's first time.
First time
for everything, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I think I know where she works.
There's his manager, right? She's in the Sainsbury's.
Are we pretending that it's Valentine's Day today?
I pretend it's Valentine's Day every day.
Okay, don't worry.
Good, okay. Because we're planning to visit each other on Thursday, this Thursday.
For the first time.
Okay.
In Northampton. She lives in Kent, I live up Manchester.
So it's a midway point.
Midway point.
A very romantic midway point.
Exactly.
It's basically going to be a motel on the M6.
Yeah.
Is there anything in Northampton that you're looking forward to? I don't know, have you planned something?
I have no idea where Northampton is, so...
Okay.
I knew there was a Southampton.
Yeah.
And Northampton. Oh, is that a blooming? Oh, where's East Hampton?
Is that a thing?
East Hampton.
I don't know, mate.
East Hampton.
I'm not sure.
I'm from East Hampton, mate.
Are you a romantic guy?
No, not at all. Not at all. But that's the thing. That's the thing.
I think Northampton gave that away.
Hey, up, love. I've booked us a beautiful travel lodge.
On this lush holiday in Northampton.
You're lucky.
Did you know there was a Northampton?
So what are you...
But no, that's the thing. She weekends. Booked this holiday, like this like weekend away.
So yeah.
It's not a weekend, it's on a Thursday. Yeah, but she didn't tell me what it was. She just went, yeah, we're going to Northampton. I'll see you there. Lovely stuff.
On a Thursday night?
Yeah. I didn't realise till Monday that it was Valentine's Day on Thursday, and that's why she's done it.
Oh, she's crafty like that.
She is. And I didn't know. I need to buy her something now. I ain't got nothing.
What have you done for previous Valentines?
She's not the type of person to like presents.
Okay.
Anyway.
Lucky for you, then.
Exactly. I'm terrible with romance. So when she first told me, I was like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? I'll get you some chocolates, get you a nice teddy bear.
Fatter you up.
She's like, no, don't eat teddy bear. Don't eat teddy bear.
Some people are happy.
She went
not
to
on my watch.
She said, don't get me a teddy bear. It's cringy. Teddy bears. That's awful. So I went back home and my mum was like, what are you getting, Jenna? I was like, she don't want nothing. And she's like, that's what every girl says.
Not my girlfriend.
Oh, so I've got to get her something now, ain't I? So I was like, I tell you what, she told me not to get a teddy bear. Because girls say what they don't want, she'll want it. She turns out she was telling the truth when she said she didn't want the teddy bear.
At least she tells the truth, though.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So that's
you've got an honest girlfriend.
That one.
But then going out with a liar.
You exactly.
Know, you know, as it's been 4 years now, Tom, you got engaged after...
Two and a half, three.
Oh, really?
It looks like a... Is she expecting a ring on the finger?
Cool, don't start this.
Sorry?
Gross.
No, go on.
No, sorry, Max, what are you saying?
No, they were talking to Dave. There's too much height on these things.
Sorry.
Dave, carry on. Right, sorry about that.
I've done... What's the question?
So I...
Max, go on.
Casting my mind back, I remember Stephen saying, Tom, you've got a fiancé.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know
you were... Do you remember that?
I've been casting your mind back. That was about... Yeah, it was part of a conversation, Max.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, Tom.
Why are you getting hung up on that?
Cheers, Dave.
Well, I'm not. I just...
okay, we've done Dave's Valentine. Tom, have you got any plans? You didn't when we had the preview, but...
No, when is it? What day is it on?
Friday.
Oh, is it Friday?
Yeah. Friday night.
I got it wrong anyway. Jesus
Christ. Sonic the Hedgehog movie's out. You could take her to that.
Yeah, she's not 13, though.
I don't know. I'm not really... Again, I'm a bit like Dave. Not really into these kind of things. We'll do something, I'm sure. But
you've proposed.
I have, yeah.
But that wasn't romantic, though, was it? That was
just... Is that more of an age thing?
Yeah, you know, you've got to hold on to what you've got.
Yeah. Not your virginity, Max. I can't see him, but I'm sure he's laughing so much you can't hear his laughter. Max, have you got any plans apart from Sonic?
Wank myself into a coma.
That's good, mate.
Yeah.
That's good. Doesn't take much for that, does it? You know, you get in bed, you're a little bit tired. Just a few strokes.
Get very
and you're
dehydrated
off.
And
just think about wanking. And I'm out.
Do you treat yourself on a Valentine's? Like, change it up a bit?
Posh wank?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Maybe come out the window.
Sleeping Beauty.
Soggy biscuit.
Everyone listening will know you've got a fleshlight, because that's come up before, but the wank...
Tom got a leaving... No, Max got a leaving present, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Got Control on the PS4.
No, not that one. Not that one. It's the... go on, what is
right,
it?
Yeah, of course, it's a... I don't know the right word for it. Little sex toy.
It's not little.
No, it's not. It's
quite hefty, yeah. It's basically a woman's sculpt of the vagina and the buttocks.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's... plasticky latex.
Yeah.
Very realistic.
Does it feel realistic? Nice. I wouldn't know.
Do you mean like you haven't tried it or you don't know what to compare it to?
I don't know what to compare it to. Right. I could stick a finger up my own bum, but that's going to be, you know, comparable.
Maybe if you sniff it, you go into a coma that way. So have you enjoyed that? Is it a level above the fleshlight?
It's a new experience.
Yeah.
You know.
Have you tried stuffing the fleshlight into this? And then, you know,
when you say into
it's
this
it's almost like you're having a threesome that way.
Oh right, yeah, no, of course. Well, the issue is that the two holes that the sex toy comes with, they're not wide enough to receive.
Oh.
They had to get the special tight one for me.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's all right though now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good.
So you have a VR headset as well, don't
VR
you?
VR headset.
Yeah.
I've got the whole thing there.
3D porn.
So which one do you prefer, the fleshlight or the new toy when the VR's on?
Fleshlight, because you can sync it. We've had this conversation, I do believe.
You know. We're not on air, though.
Because I remember
tens of hundreds of people listening. Scarred. Okay, so we've touched on Valentine's.
Yes, we have.
Let's move on, shall we? Now, we've done Schofield. Tom.
That's a dream. Yeah.
You are our go-to guru for wacky Valentine's gifts. You might get some inspiration here, Dave.
Nice.
Tom, what are we thinking?
I've had a look. I've been searching the web for some romantic gifts. Creepy romantic gifts. So, here's an interesting one. In 2011, this is from the Bronx Zoo, they started a Name a Roach campaign with the tagline, "Flowers wilt, candlelight fades, roaches are forever." And so for £10, you can name a cockroach after your loved one.
Right. But isn't that one of the worst creatures to compare your loved one to?
I think so, yeah.
But also, isn't it like symbolic? Because cockroaches can't die. So
they
like
can die.
Love.
I've stood on many.
Oh. Also, you can just name a cockroach for free, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
If you just If you just leave some pita bread out over the night, you know.
Yeah, no, but the cockroaches, it lives
and
in the
And the breads
zoo,
are available, so guys.
Yeah, but if you've got one that lives in your
house. Visit it.
Hey, Barbara!
Max, isn't it? It's weird, actually, because Max has actually got a few insects in his view. In that he's named and also made love to. He's taking it a step above the Bronx Zoo.
I bought a little maggot here today.
Yay! That's good. Do you mean your penis?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Thank you.
What else have we got, Tom?
This thing. Have you seen
that? I've just seen one.
It was okay, weird, so this, but it wasn't this creepy one, enough.
Sorry?
It was weird, but it wasn't creepy enough, I think.
Okay, yeah. I've got three for you. I'll go in get creepier by order.
Ooh.
Next one, well, not creepier. This one's called Fundies.
Oh, I like that.
Sounds interesting.
Underwear built for two.
Nice.
So basically, it's just a big set of underwear that you get getting together. And it says, half the fun is getting in them, the other half's up to you.
I'll tell you what, Max, if you keep losing weight, you could have a pair of Fundies. you take the, you know, the shit stain side. But still, I think Fundies could be cute.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of fun you can really have in there. They're quite restrictive.
Yeah.
I think that's the point, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of just.
It's almost
really
like
do once you're in them, it's, yeah, you'd have like, very difficult, restrictive sex,
like gastric band sex.
Whip out the gastric band.
The angle's terrible.
Let's have a look. You
that's
got it.
Awful.
We
yeah
can put a picture up, can't we? Maybe.
I hope not. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Right, what's next?
Okay, last one I've got for you. This is from a jewellery maker. They do like rings and bracelets and stuff where you can.
Classic gift too.
You can get part of yourself or your loved one moulded into the bracelet, and so I've got loads of pictures here of ones where people have done like teeth,
teeth
that they've had taken out,
that's
or
freaky,
for whatever reason, and you can do nails and bits of hair, and you can get this made into a piece of jewellery that you'll
that's
one
awful
can wear forever.
That's awful. That's
would nice, you get one of your teeth ripped out just for this?
That's almost like what
not
Van
just
Gogh
for that,
did.
No,
he's cut off
I do
his
own
ear,
one
though,
of my
he
teeth. Well, yeah, obviously I own all. Yeah. I have one that I had taken out.
I've given the rights to my
seat. That's pathetic.
What's the sexiest body part, do you reckon?
Ooh.
The mind?
Depends on the person.
Yeah.
A lot of people
not your mind.
Go with the, you know, the classic, you're a boobs or bum man.
Right.
What are you, Dave?
Bum. Defo. Bum.
You love a bum, don't you?
What do women get that question? What would their equivalent be?
I read it with shoulders.
I read
shoulders.
It with biceps, arms. It's the first person. Yeah. So the first place that a guy looks is apparently breasts.
No, not for me.
Nah, not for me. Yeah.
Oh, you've outed yourself as a creep.
Yeah.
Go and name a cockroach, lad.
Is that why you keep looking at my tits?
And yeah, for girls, it's arms, biceps.
No, everyone's different, because I look at the face.
This is on average.
First.
This is a study.
Yeah.
I'll go turn around.
Please.
Before we start anything.
Lucky luck. What about you, Max? What do you look at first?
I guess I'm more of a bum man myself, the
yeah,
arms man.
A bum man.
But it's hard to see unless they're moonwalking towards you. So I guess like face.
Yeah.
I look at the face and go, oh, that's nice. Let's see what else.
That'll do.
Yeah.
Do you know, when I look at guys, I look at the trainers.
Yeah?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you get turned on if you see a lovely pair of Yeezys, yeah?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's just what I do.
Do you think, you know, a woman being nicely dressed is puts them up there or?
Puts them up where?
You know, like, the, oh, fuck me.
Oh, no thanks.
Top drawer.
Top drawer, yeah. If you saw like a 10 out of 10 that she was wearing like
a
bin
asked,
bag.
Basically.
Yeah.
But then you saw like a 5 out of 10 and she was wearing like.
Oh, Max, what's this 5 out of 10 stuff?
I see personality, Max.
No, Max.
Terrible, Max.
His face is like
4
5
out of
10.
I can say this stuff, all right?
No, come on. You really overestimate you.
My mum says I'm pretty.
pretty grotesque. All right, let's start with that. So, Dave.
Yes.
Out of those three, what are you going to go for lovely Jenna?
Probably, I'll probably give her one of my teeth. Why not? Freak her out.
Got some underwear here made out of beef jerky, if that interests you.
Edible,
looks
edible
a bit
panties.
Serial killer-esque. Looks like a mask.
Oh, that's good.
You can get those gifts that are like mold, chocolate moulds of your bum. Of your bum hole.
Yeah.
I thought you said your mum.
Yeah,
yeah, love this, mum.
Your mum.
Would you ever get a tattoo dedicated to a loved one?
No.
No?
No.
Depends on the loved one.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
What about me? Would you get one of me on your chest?
Yeah, definitely.
Or have you got a tattoo artist outside?
On my chest? Yeah. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay, it's going to make great podcast footage. Listen to us, get a tattoo.
But it has to be a face tattoo.
No.
Where would you pull it? If you had to get one of your missus, where would you get
it? Of her face?
Yeah.
I shouldn't say it like that, should I?
Face. Not doing it.
Somewhere out the way, inner thigh.
Apparently that hurts, though.
Yeah, a bit too soft, that. I don't know, maybe somewhere.
Oh, not felt my inner thigh, have you?
Yeah, the bum or something, or top of the bum.
That's
a really feminine tattoo.
We're going to move on to what can only be described as the greatest segment in podcast history.
Okay.
Stephen Lies. Dave, yep. This is a terrific segment where myself, Thomas Cooney and Max Smith all tell you something, story related to, Valentine's Day love. You've got to guess which one of us is telling the truth.
It's a lie.
So two of us are lying. Okay. One of us is telling the truth. Who wants to go first?
Tom?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So a few years back, I had just ended my relationship with a girl for reasons that I just kind of said I wasn't feeling it anymore.
That's a lie.
Well, it petered out. Anyway, a few weeks later, I went out with another girl for dinner, and my ex had started working at this restaurant and was our waiter for the evening, waitress.
Ooh.
What, on Valentine's?
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't Valentine's.
Oh, right.
It was it was a first date, but it was very awkward.
I bet.
So basically, Dave, we're all going to tell you one, and then you can question us, interrogate.
Sorry.
Get
after.
Into it. Don't worry, don't
apologize. Okay,
go for it.
Shall I go next?
Please.
I was talking to a girl that I had a crush on, and it turns out that she'd been put up to it by her boyfriend. So you can question more into that. But, after Max.
When I was thinner, I used to be able to suck my own penis.
That's lovely. And again, you and the police can question Max. Do you still do your OnlyFans, Max?
Oh. Right, so, Tom.
Yeah, yeah.
Who was this girl?
Well, I'm not going to name... I'm not going to name any names.
No, what was you wearing? No,
Do you just want some more information?
Yeah, please. I've already forgot.
It was just a very frosty evening because that I feel like, I didn't really... it was me that ended it.
Did your missus know, like the other girl that you took? Did she know about the relationship?
No, I kind of didn't really want to say it. It was a bit awkward because...
Just internal awkwardness.
Internal, yeah.
Yeah.
And did she notice at all?
Well, we weren't... It wasn't very good service.
I wonder why.
I just felt it was a bit frosty and I just kind of wanted to get out of there. It was a bit...
Did you leave a tip?
Yeah, I left a tip.
Oh, God.
How much?
I don't know, 20%.
What's really?
All right. Okay, right, now Steve.
No cash flow problems.
So what was... Is it a prank then? Try pranking you?
I was in secondary school.
Right.
And I was speaking to this girl who I was very fond of and... I didn't know she had a boyfriend, She was a popular girl, so I thought she was in between boyfriends. Not literally. I didn't picture that. Anyway, I was speaking to her for a little while. And you know what it's like? The flirting ramps up a little bit.
Yeah.
And one day I go into school and this guy walks past me and quotes something I'd sent to this girl that was a little bit flirty. I was just like, what?
Oh,
and then, like, three of them were saying it.
Oh, no.
And she was there, and she just sort of walks away because she knows.
She knew what was happening.
Yeah, and her boyfriend had put her up to it because he's one of the cool kids.
Oh,
and I've seen your flirty talk, and that must have been awful.
I knew it was bad, so...
Oh, no, that's horrible.
I knew
horrible,
what had happened to James Ormond. Yeah. The inspiration.
That's did you, where you got it did from. You think that you were punching a little bit when you started speaking to her?
I was punching the air. Yeah. Yes, lad.
How long did she leave you on for?
It was about 3 days.
Oh, right, okay.
And in 3 days, I really got hot and heavy. Well, obviously heavy.
Heavy, yeah. Was,
3 days more than me, mate. Oh. I wish that would happen to me, mate.
I could find a number if you want to get
it. Text anyone. Woman.
I hope that one is up for the
obviously, you can...
Go on, right.
Hello.
Max.
How are you?
How'd you go about this, then? I want tips.
I'll give you one.
That's crass. Then bite it off.
What? No. So basically, I was thinner.
Right.
A considerable amount. I was about 11 stone. Probably half of what I weigh now. And I had a big old Johnson.
Right.
And I thought, yeah. After years of abuse, it shrunk. Sort of like putting something in the wash, you know. Once it gets too much spit on it, it just dissolves into nothing. So I was like, right, I've seen pictures of people, you know, giving them the old jolly. So I was like,
the Valentine's special.
I could probably do that myself. So I bent over one night and I realised that, you know, I could fit the tip in.
Do you not use any pillows?
Pillows? No. No comfort involved. No. I just went to town. Then I realised, it probably isn't great. It doesn't feel good. You can't feel
what
it.
What did it taste like?
When you say, you realised it doesn't feel good.
What did it taste like?
Yeah, it's an experiment, you know. I was like a little scientist.
No. Yeah,
like a young Albert Einstein. But instead of, you know, the theory of relativity.
Prince Albert Einstein. is that the thing where you pierce your...
Yeah.
It worked.
It's penis related.
Yeah. Laugh more.
Marilyn Manson, that done the... the got ribs? His ribs out.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I didn't have to do that.
You didn't?
No.
You just think, you know...
I'm a genetic freak.
At that point, if you had taken some ribs, you'd probably deep throat yourself.
Yeah. All right, Dave.
Okay.
Which one is the truth? Which two are the lies?
So I'm going to narrow it down to two, straight up, because I think you're lying. Are you lying?
He can't tell you.
I can't tell it. Oh, shit. I hope your one isn't true, because that's sad. That's unfortunate, that.
Yours is sad, but mine isn't.
I wonder. I'm going to say yours, Steve, just because it's good inspiration for the Ormrod.
Mine was a lie.
Oh, no way.
I never text a girl.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah, I'm going to narrow it. I don't think it is. Yeah. Okay. No, definitely, Tom. Oh, that's unbelievable, that.
Yeah.
Is it true?
It's a lie.
Oh, no!
That's why I'm trying to lose weight at the gym at the moment.
He's just got a picture of his own penis on the treadmill, just running towards it.
He's just in his wallet.
It's all like the carrot
we'll
and the
together
stick.
Again, baby.
It's a carrot and the stick.
It's the same colour, isn't it?
No way. That's mad.
Hello, Jennifer, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
I'm not bad. Welcome to the bone-in, by the way.
Bone-in, right.
This is our Valentine's special. Do you have any, you know, love-related problems?
I do, yeah. I've got a big one, and I just wonder if I could get your take on it.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I'm here for.
So, I was wondering what your opinions are on dating someone that you work with.
Oh!
Because... I've got a bit of a dilemma because I've just started this job pretty recently and I'm already kind of accidentally getting involved with someone I work with, and I'm in two minds about it, to be honest. I feel like I'm playing a line here.
Right. So what's your job?
I work on a bar.
Ooh. You work at a bar? Okay, so we've got Max and Tom with us who have both worked on a bar.
Yeah.
Hi, Jenna.
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi,
how are you?
Jennifer, are you good at your job?
I'm brilliant. I feel like you'd have to ask me boss that, to be honest. This is my first ever bar job, so I mean, okay. If you've worked in a bar and it's an event, like, you'll know what it's like.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. Yeah,
so there's the famous phrase, don't shit where you eat. I would say be careful. It depends also, who is it like a manager or is it another bartender?
He is above me, yeah.
Oh,
hello. Right.
So you're under him.
Right now, this is...
Is he good looking? Is he somebody that you'd be into?
He's not on top of me right now. No, he's not on top of me right now.
Okay, that's good.
If you didn't work with him, would you be interested in him?
I think so. I've kind of just, been in, relationships, though, and, going to the past. And this is the first time I've been... for a while and I'm enjoying it, and now I've started this new job and it's all just going a bit...
I feel like
it's a bad idea.
One issue that you might have is, let's say you go out with him and after a month or two you realise I've made a big mistake.
Huge.
He's awful in bed, his banter's weak, you know, he's got a new trim and it's awful.
We've all been there.
Yeah. You want to dump him. The issue is you still got to work with them.
Is it a big bar? Can you, are there multiple bars? Can you kind of hide from if you need to?
Uh, You know what? It was literally about like 10 people that work there.
Oh, it's a small team.
You know what you should do is try and get him fired, and then you won't have this issue, but you can still keep dating him.
Yeah. You know what? I actually could do that because
plant some drugs in his bag.
That's a shame.
He took some stock home the other night that was out of date.
Oh, and you like this guy? No. This bumper clot, yeah?
Don't want to get him arrested.
Criminal. I'd say avoid him. He sounds like a bad man.
Sounds like a bad you.
Sounds like a bad influence, doesn't it?
He does, yeah. You can do far better than that. And if you're enjoying being single...
He's over 6 foot.
Fucking hell.
Height isn't everything.
Oh, go for it then. There we go.
Follow your heart, all right?
All right, ciao. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very
much.
See you later.
All right, Jennifer. Stay safe.
Oh, the calibre of these calls.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Oh, my name's Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. You're on with Tom, Max and Dave. Do you know Dave?
No.
Good. Okay, so... Sophie,
nice one.
Do you have a love problem?
Kind of.
Okay. What is it?
We're here to help.
So basically, I was talking to this boy, and then I thought he liked me back, but then I found out that he also likes my best friend.
Oh, that's unfortunate there.
That's a dog move on his part.
That's unlucky.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Is he still talking to you?
Yeah, he doesn't know that I know because I saw my best friend.
You want to set something up?
Yeah, the two of you need to team up here. Yeah,
honestly, that would be funny. We want to record it.
Yeah, because you can't be messed around by this bloke.
This guy needs to get what's coming to him.
Yeah, don't let him break up you and your friend's friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too important.
Friendship comes first.
Yeah,
as my dad says.
Do you think I should tell my friend?
Oh, 100%.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell all your friends. humiliate him. This is what I'd do. I've never been liked, but what I'd do is, if I was in your position, I would get them to meet up somewhere, and then have just a massive group of you just going, who do you think you are?
As my old teacher used to say, a boy lasts a night, a friendship lasts a lifetime. So, I would say...
And that's enough of that story.
don't give up your friends.
No.
Just definitely not.
Just batter him with words.
And then your fists.
Yeah, and if she's a good friend, that's going to be an easy conversation.
Exactly. Yeah.
If she's like, hold on, I'm going to still speak to him, go...
Now, sodger.
Who do you think you are? Yeah.
Who can then play a game? Who can get him first?
No, don't make the complete...
Oh, right. No, don't.
You're making it too complicated.
Sorry.
There's too many layers.
Ignore me.
Yeah, Sophie, just go, look, mate, you're a dog. Don't need you in my life.
Throw this guy in the bin where he belongs, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And move on.
Not literally.
Has that helped?
Okay.
All right, thank you very much, Sophie.
I can't believe I'm on the phone to you. Oh, thank you, bye.
All right. Bye, Sophie.
Hello.
Hello,
who's this?
Is that actually Stephen?
Yeah.
You all right, mate?
Hello, who's this?
All right, geez.
My name's Luke.
Hello, Luke, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, good.
Oh, good, not just good. I like you, Luke. I would ask if you have a love problem, but it seems like you're doing pretty well in life.
Yeah, I'm 15.
Oh, hello. Oh. Usually I put the phone down at this point. Entrapment.
I'm 15, you sicko.
Do you like speaking to 15-year-olds? You're the same my number, are you?
You're meant to go further, Luke, before you threw that back at him. You're right. I'm 15.
This guy's a monster. He said hello to a 15-year-old.
Luke, what's your problem, mate?
That was my problem.
Nothing really.
just
having a good
fair
day.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Luke, have you got any plans for Valentine's?
No, you.
No.
Don't answer that question, Stephen.
No, I don't, mate. But you know what? I'm probably going to see my girlfriend, who is 20 years old. So all good. Can't catch me out there. Thank you, guys.
Hold on.
Hello, who's this?
Paige Castle.
Paige Castle.
Full name, I like it.
Is that
a full name or is that a middle name or double barrel name or?
No, it's just full name.
Full name.
Okay.
All right, Paige. Now that we're all on the same page.
Yay!
No, I don't mean that in a rude way. Sorry.
I knew that would come from Stephen. I predicted it.
Paige, what's your problem?
So, been with a lad for a while. He's an honest lad, but he tends to be too much like his dad.
Oh, no.
Is that a good thing?
It's a bit of a tricky thing because it's humour's funny, but when it comes to things like music and taste, and with TV shows and things, it's a bit odd.
Okay, so is his dad, you know, likeable at all?
I've already met him a few times, but he seems to be all right. He's very quiet, but he's quite scary.
So you saying he's got like an old taste? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, nothing against it, obviously.
Well, you got something against it, too. I'd say try and get him on board with things you like. You know, the music you're into. I don't know.
What sort of music are you into?
Mabel. Rizzle Kicks.
Oh, what a band.
Frank Sinatra.
I love the jazz of Louis Armstrong.
is your boyfriend like a, or this lad, is he cool?
What did you mean by?
Do you get on with him? Do you find it easy to get along with him?
Yeah, it's easy to get along with him. He's quite a likable person. But
well, that's the main thing.
You said the banter's good, and I think that's the most important thing. You can educate him on the rest. You can, like you say, get him into the things that you're into. And
I mean, look at Chris Eubank.
He's a bit uncultured.
No,
culture
with the
YouTube team.
Oh well,
get rid.
If he's not subscribed to Stephen Try, spit in his face and walk away, Paige.
Run.
No. I actually put you on about yesterday, and he went, "Oh, who's this?" And I went, "Some ginger nonce."
Oh, that's good, Paige.
It was going well.
Yeah. as I say to all the listeners, you know, I hope he dumps you.
Oh man!
Is this one? Alexi line two.
Two.
We got a back.
Oh, hello. Is this Alexi?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, Alexi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you.
Sick name, Alexi.
Thank you. Not many people knew how to pronounce it, but you got it straight away.
Well,
it sounds how it's spelt.
Dave knows one thing. It's how to read.
What are you talking about? It's not even a difficult one.
Alexi. Is it right? Yeah. Alexi? Yep.
Is that an Irish name?
We're getting hung up on this.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't think so.
Oh, right.
It's like Alexa. But
similar, yeah. Yeah. Good observation.
Put two and two.
That's how I worked it out.
I changed the A to an I.
Alexi, do you have a problem for us?
I'm really struggling at the moment with my chemistry GCSE.
All right, I'm going to pass you on to Thomas Cooney here, who probably did better than me in chemistry GCSE.
It's been about 14 years since I was at school, so I'm not really...
Is that the one about space?
Is it a specific problem?
Ionic bonding. Like, what is that?
Ionic bonding.
I feel like this ironically might be a question for Alexa.
Can you spell that?
Can you chemistry and bonding.
Can you use it in a sentence?
It's I-O-N-I-C, I think. Ionic bonding.
Yeah, I do remember that, but, well.
I think it's when
Alexi, the important thing here is, do you enjoy chemistry?
No.
Then don't bother with it. Focus on what you do enjoy in life. You know, I got a C in food tech, and that's done nothing for me in life. I've got an A in Spanish. I can't do anything with that. It doesn't mean much. I didn't hear that, sorry. What was it?
I'm also feeling Spanish.
It sounds like school's maybe just not for you.
Yeah, we BN, well. As they say.
What is it you want to be in the future?
Yeah, what do you want to do when you're older?
I have no idea.
A chemist.
That's a chemist.
There's a pharmacy in Madrid that I've got my eye on. Alexi, yeah, it's too young to decide what you want to do in your life. Just...
Don't put too much pressure on yourself.
Yeah, find what you enjoy at the moment, keep pursuing that, and then... Mm.
You know what, you don't actually need any GCSEs to do a comedy course in Salford, so...
Yeah.
That's what I'd recommend.
All you need is 25p and, you know, a functioning heart. Do you have those?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Do you like comedy?
Well, I watch you, so it must be a yes.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
I wouldn't be so sure.
You passed the test. Yeah, don't worry about what you're going to do in life. I'm assuming you're, you know, teenage years, so they're tricky times to know what you want to do. Mm-hmm. Just have fun with it. And who knows, we could all die tomorrow.
That's Yay! The
dream. Hashtag coronavirus. So,
yeah. Oh, it's in England now, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it in Northern Ireland?
Baby in Derry had it, but I don't know how much I believe that.
Well, if someone said it on Twitter, it must be true.
Yeah, that's it. All right, thank you very much, Alexi. Good luck with your GCSEs.
Thank you.
Right. There we have it, the bone in. Feels weird saying that after speaking to a girl in college. But, you know, that was a mixed bag.
That was nice, I liked it.
What I'm going to say is for the future guys, specifically, you know, lads, I know you've got great banter and all that, but the females got the idea of it to ask questions about their love life. That was the key there. Different weeks will have different themes. But thank you very much for everyone that phoned in. Successful, then I do apologise, but...
it's your fault.
Yeah.
This is it. Let's have everyone's favourite feature. Not the arse of his... it's IMAX. Max Smith. It's Valentine's.
Hello there.
Have you got a love-based film for us?
Last night...
And not the one you showed me the other night.
Last night I was snuggled up in bed. And I watched, for the first time ever, Love Actually.
Oh! What'd you make of it?
On the surface is a... collection of, you know,
impressive
separate stories.
Oh, right.
Very, very impressive actors. Very good cast of people. And the story of their love lives. You know, it's quite simple if you look at it on the surface. But
everyone knows Love Actually, don't they?
Yeah.
Well,
it's been done to death, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
So a lot of copies as well, like New Year's Eve and stuff.
We've got to give Max a chance here to break it down for us. Who did you relate to in the film?
Martin Freeman.
Oh, he's the one.
He was the porn star.
Away,
yeah.
I hate to be a skeptic here. What was your thought process in terms of you relating to the porn star?
Because, you know, they didn't actually touch at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody that watches copious amounts of porn, that's how I feel.
Oh, okay.
But no, I've sort of delved in, you know, sort of under the surface and I've...
What, into the porn world?
Well, I mean, I've been doing research on that for a minute.
I've immersed myself.
I've found a quite scary undertones within the film.
Wow. Is this yours or something you've found?
How scary?
What do you mean by undertones?
What do you mean by film?
Oh, right.
Moving pictures? Nah. You're having a laugh, mate.
So there's the surface, here's the undertones.
Right, okay.
Go on, Max.
If you want to watch a film where cis white males ruin...
relationships.
People, ruin relationships of people, you know, people of colour and war with foreign countries and things like that. This is the film for you.
Look, hold on.
I am fully in. I've never agreed with him more.
No, because Hugh Grant plays the Prime Minister in that film.
Yep.
And he's Prime Minister.
As opposed to all the black Prime Ministers there's been, Tom.
So the thing about him is he uses his position of power, very much like Louis C.K., to get a woman to sleep with him.
No.
Yep.
Because she gets off with the president, I believe.
Yep. And then he starts a world war with...
No, he doesn't start a world war.
Does he not? Does he not in the film go...
Undertone, Stephen. He read between the lines, buddy.
Yeah? Does he not in that film go, fuck America? Yeah?
No, he's angered by America bullying him and pressuring him into doing deals that he doesn't want to do. He has the backbone that Boris wishes he had. Am I right, Dave?
Yeah, too right.
Cheers, Dave.
Too right.
You know, so that's
which
fallen apart.
Which
one's Boris? No, I still stick
the woman.
That.
Nick from my family goes to America and three
and
ladies
their women.
They flock to him.
He goes to America, a foreign state, and fucks their women.
The only
very
point
much
you have
like
here.
Colonial England did hundreds of years ago, my friend.
The one who's with Emma Thompson in the film, sure, he messes up big time. I'm with you.
Also using his position of power to bend
women. Yet.
That's a current theme throughout the film.
Do you think, in any relationship...
Tom, I've got a good point.
Go on.
The young lad in the film, You said he ruins relationships with, you know, people of colour. The young guy in the film, I believe his crush is a woman of, you know, different heritage. Yeah, thank you, Dave. Right. probably shouldn't say that. and yet he, you know, he's madly in love with her.
Stalks their family to the airport.
Yeah.
Archie does use his white privilege to just run through the security.
With his white dad.
Is this the Walking in Dead fella?
This is... No, that's
Liam. Of course it is, yeah. The Irish.
You're right, Max. Yeah. You're spot on.
Andrew Lincoln, who tries to sabotage a marriage.
An interracial marriage.
Didn't Boris actually do like a tape piss of her love, actually?
He did, yeah.
He robbed it from a Labour candidate.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
The more you know.
But yeah, this movie is just full of...
you know what? You've opened my eyes.
Throwbacks
Max.
To English colonialism.
So is it racist then?
Yeah, I would say so.
For the first time ever, it's Max has put it to us.
Put that as racist film.
Well done.
Never seen it. Is it?
Smith, you've done some astounding work. Would you like to quickly do another love film just off the top of your head?
Top of my head. Okay, Busty Babes 3.
Nah, forget it. Ruined it.
Seen Notting Hill? Film and half that.
No, I've not.
That's good, that.
I don't really watch a lot of romance films.
Okay, so let's move on to another Max segment. Put it to the Max. Mm. Max, after Max, that band, Max, 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 Max.
Right, I didn't say to people about being anonymous. Shall I just make everyone anonymous?
Yeah. No, I want names, addresses.
Because someone has said, I want to be anonymous, but for the ones that haven't, I'll just say your names. Right, okay.
Give them a different name, but for all we know, that is their name.
Okay, so Sean, 17 years old.
I know Sean.
Is this his name?
You know a 17-year-old.
Hey, Max, I want to put it to your infinite wisdom and ask how I should spend my money this summer. My friends want me to go away to a variety of festivals, as well as Reading, which I'm already going to, but I haven't got a load of money, and I don't know whether to save my money and get a car and have savings for uni or blow all my money on booze and festivals. What would you suggest?
You're already going to Reading, so just go there. Yeah. Save the rest of the money. I mean, you could probably spend all your money at Reading if you want. But you didn't, I don't know.
Do you want me to have a go at this?
Yeah, sure. That's over.
I would say, as a 17-year-old, it is good to have a bit of money saved up for university, because there'll be many nights out there, if you're anything like me. you won't be out on them, but there'll be many nights out. Reading will be an experience. You might hate festivals after that. I don't know how many you've been to. Go to Reading, dip your toe in the water, and then there's plenty more years to go to festivals.
Also, if you're 17, I'd say wait until you're 18 when you can actually...
go out and drink, because what's the point? Yeah, true.
If you're going to go to a festival and illegally drink, go home.
Yeah.
That's what I always say.
Not on my watch.
No.
No.
well done. Well done, Max.
Yeah, well helped. Okay, so... next we have Jackson. He says, Max, I'm having a problem with my boiler. I understand that you have very limited skills. However, you look like you could fix my boiler because you are the perfect shape for the job. I would truly appreciate it if you helped me.
Quite boiler shaped.
Yeah, I believe it's leaking from the side. I can't seem to heat my jacuzzi or pool, so I'm in a tough situation at the moment.
Oh, boo-hoo.
I guess for now I'll have to go into my smaller hot tub, SMH.
SMH? Oh, shake my head.
Yeah.
I thought that was their initials then.
He's got a hot tub.
Yeah.
I think it might be...
He's moaning about a boiler.
And a pool... Max, would you make of being told you look like you could fix a boiler?
I reckon it's the muscle.
No, I think it's
the
builder's
stomach. I reckon you look like a boiler.
Yeah. Boilers are generally kept in tight spaces, so I'll take that as a compliment. As somebody that leaks regularly...
they're in tight spaces because they're so big.
Wow. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you come on a podcast, have a good time, and you just get...
At no point did I say you'd have a good time, Max.
Okay, yeah, let me put all my plumbing talents to good use. Probably, you know, tighten a few screws. That's probably it, really, isn't it? I don't know.
Are you good with pipes?
Not really.
Sort of like my Graham Norton attempt at throwing a euphemism in the room, but it did not work.
Sounds like Jackson's mistaken, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds like Jackson's just looking for a humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a hot tub.
If you've got money for a hot tub, just get a plumber.
That's what our fault. That's what our fault.
Yeah.
Jackson.
By the time you've kind of waited for this response, because this was sent in months ago.
Right. His house is flooded. Thousands of pounds of property damage.
I really hope you weren't waiting for it.
should we
do one more? Go on, we'll have one more. One okay, more. This is from Sid.
One name.
Okay. It appears to be from Sid. Hi, my name is Callum. And I have a serious problem. I've been watching your channel for a year now, and after seeing Max, I can't help but think my girlfriend looks exactly like him.
A boiler.
At first, I didn't think it was a problem, but now it's tormenting my brain. What do I do?
Okay, so I've had my hair cut recently and dyed, so unless she's done the same, I think you're lucky there. The big beard, the big belly.
This is a recent email.
I mean, if she looks like me, dump her, mate. Realistically.
No, come on.
Yeah, no, end that relationship.
No, Max, that's so shallow.
What?
You're so shallow.
That's really
You've
awful.
Got nice eyes, Max.
Thank
yeah, you.
You
do. You've got nice eyes. Have we mentioned his eyes? Those
eyelids,
eyes are lovely.
Eyelids.
Those can't lashes have, as well.
Can't
beautiful.
Have good eyes without
eyebrows. Eyebrows could do with work, but, you know.
I'm blushing, guys.
You're the perfect guys. Shape to fix a boiler.
Yeah.
So
that's
much
what
going
you're looking for
you.
In a girlfriend.
Oh, Jackson, get in touch with this guy's girlfriend if Max can't do the job.
Yeah. Touché.
Similar units. but yeah, Max... So your final advice on that is?
Dumper.
Yeah, okay.
Don't look back.
Lovely.
Yeah, cool.
All right, thank you for putting it to the max. Well done.
So, yeah, and keep the emails coming in.
So,
the email is puttittothemax@hotmail.com.
How are you spelling mail? Every week. Genius.
So, yeah, I was going to put this one in before.
Cool.
I had an interesting story from a friend that was, this was actually on the subject of creepy gifts.
Oh.
I thought I should share it because it was quite... So my friend went out with this guy, she'll mention no names, but he comes to the date and he bought her a flapjack that he'd made himself.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah, and he seemed very keen for her to try this flapjack on the date, and she said, I don't want to, but thank you very much. He walked her to the train station, at which time...
gentleman.
Yeah, so they'd had a reasonably okay evening, but at this point when she didn't want to try the flapjack in front of him, he disclosed that his semen had been put into the flapjack, which he thought was great.
Wow.
Good joke.
Yeah. So, and then afterwards, he got annoyed when she didn't. She started ghosting him and got really mad at her, said, "You'd led me on."
Oh.
Poor guy. Yeah.
Would you eat a semen cake?
The great bit of shake off. Great bit of shake off that was.
Oh, yeah.
Just one of my puns that kills the conversation.
Has anyone else received any weird Valentine's Day gifts?
I was going to get Jenna a Tesco gift voucher for Valentine's Day.
And you realise she works
at Sainsbury's? Yeah, I was like, she works at Sainsbury's, so
gets
she
a discount,
gets what she wants from Sainsbury's. She doesn't work at Tesco, though, does she?
So clever.
I got her that.
You've gone so out of the box with this
exactly,
one.
Exactly. But then Dan and James, they was like, you can't get her that. You need to get her something else.
Yeah, vouchers aren't.
So I got a two.
Doubled up.
Tesco and Argos. So
oh.
Exactly.
What was the first Valentine's Day gift you got, Stephen?
Wow, great question, Max.
Thank
you. I was in primary school, and this girl, I remember it distinctly because there's been very few. I remember sitting down on my chair, it creaking. Obesity was hitting me hard. And then this girl came up to me and went, "Oh, this was by your chair," and it was a heart-shaped chocolate.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, I would have sniffed a chocolate within 100 yards.
Yeah.
And it definitely wasn't there when I sat down, so she'd just come over and given it to me.
Oh, also, it sounds like it was on the floor.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's in a wrapper, mate.
Oh, okay.
Did you act on it? Did anything that spark anything off?
No, sorry. We shared a birthday, so, you know.
Oh, good.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
It'd be too much, wouldn't it? I wouldn't have my day if it
I
did
never
that.
Got a Valentine's in school.
Really?
Oh, no. Lucky. Never. Neither, to be fair. Don't
really?
Think. No, not like a finger from your head. Oh. Pop, nah. Yeah.
But what about you, Max?
Never.
How is Stephen the only one?
I gave one.
Of
I
all
gave,
the people.
I gave one a Valentine's card. Yeah. Didn't even like her. Yeah. I thought a mate was fit, though. So it's just going
to
be my way
trying
in.
To weasel yeah. in. Yeah, yeah.
Did it work?
Nope.
Nah. Lucky. All been there.
Yeah.
Depressing end to the show.
Valentine's Day. Although I've got Valentine's... You get Valentine's now, Tom. You got a fiancé.
Yeah, now I've got a fiancé, but it's not really... It's not kind of... You know, I'm talking more like secret admirer kind of stuff at school. Yeah. You know, when you get little surprises left on your desk, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of makes you feel, you know, warm inside.
Mm. Depends what it is, mate. A heated dildo. is that a thing?
Could be.
No.
Sure, why not?
Let's move on. Thank you very much for listening. We've had great fun. Thank you for all the callers, for the phone in.
Yeah, really good.
We're probably going to show one, so I shouldn't say all the callers. anyway, I've been Stephen Tries. That's been David Rees. Tom Cooney.
Yep.
Max Smith. We'll be here next time with everything about school. You know, there's a lot to cover there. So it'll be interesting. And, you know, a lot of people have been to school, so it'll be really relatable.
Or are still in school.
Yeah. Well, as we found out.
Which doesn't have to be a problem.
No. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Stay safe and ciao.